This is Mike Saraceno with my co-host Jan Masucci, and it's Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Shall we introduce our guest?
Yes, we should.
Okay. Our guest today is Kate Marks, who's a body-centered therapist. She does sound healing, and Kate, I believe you're going to open up with a special song to mothers.
Yes. This seems appropriate after you're talking about the ancient trees as well. Ancient mother, I hear you calling. Ancient mother, I hear your song. Ancient mother, I hear your laughter. Ancient mother, I taste your tears.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you. What is that instrument that you accompanied yourself with?
This is called a Shruti box, S-R-U-T-I, and it comes from India. And it's in the same family as a harmonium,
mm-hmm.
without
mm-hmm.
the keyboard.
Yeah.
It's a little, it has reeds in it.
And it's really a very
useful tool for creating a drone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right away, when you hear the sound of this, you kind of just want to go with it. And we'll
yeah. Yeah, easily.
You can improvise over it, and it kind of brings you back into a fundamental unifying quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could easily go off into harmonies with it, with that
drone.
Yeah,
exactly. And a lot of Indian music and music from the East is based on working with drones. Mm-hmm. We don't do that so much in our mm-hmm. culture. We're very melodic and have a mm-hmm. lot of words. And it's less oriented towards meditation.
Without the drone.
The Eastern approach is more a lot of drones. There's also a tambura, some people may have seen. It's a big gourd instrument that also does something similar to this. And almost any Indian concert that you go to, there's someone playing this tambura, and then they have other instruments over that. So it's a little different approach.
I've been told that to their ear, our music sounds, no matter how melodic, it sounds too syncopated. If you think about how we read music, you know, we break things up into quarter notes, you know, eighth notes, 16 notes. It's definitely little periods of time for each note. Even our silences are measured, and that they hear that they don't like that aspect of it.
Yeah. And I think the most healing aspects of music are the ones that take you more into a meditative state that often aren't so rhythmic. They say that, for example, when someone's going to leave their body, it's not a good idea to do a lot of rhythm, for example, because you want them to kind of float away.
Mm-hmm.
As in end of life, leave their body? Like the last time that you leave?
You know, some people use music for transitioning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Will you tell Howie to stop drumming? Grandpa's dying.
So as a body-centered therapist, you use sound to help people in their healing. And how does that work?
Mostly I work with their voice, helping them to open their voices. Body-centered therapy helps you to work with your breath, and with connecting into your body sensations. And so using your voice is another way to connect into the body.
So do you coach people to use their voice, or do you supervise them, or witness
help them?
I
usually start them just by doing some breathing and then letting go and letting a sound come. Often, you know, just as a release, it's very nice to actually make a sound or to use your voice in a different way than just talking.
It's not like singing lessons, though.
No, it's a process called toning that I can talk a little more about. Is one way that I help people to use their voices. It's a way of just creating a sound and directing it into a different part, some part of the body where there may be tension. For example, if your neck hurts, you might actually go, and really let yourself go into that. Or so that's one way that I might work with the voice. Mm. But singing is also wonderful, just to find a song that expresses where you're at.
Yeah, well, I have a daughter who sings, and her guidance counselor was encouraging her to take voice lessons, because not only for the quality of you know, improving your voice, but her specific statement was that the other young woman who she found, who took voice lessons, she found their voices, found their own voice. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like, in a sense, that that's what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. And I actually do workshops around this, helping people to find their voices.
Find their voices.
And to, not necessarily, just to feel what's going on inside and just to begin to open that out. Mm-hmm. Just like we do in movement and dance, we improvise that way. There's something called authentic movement that people may be familiar with. Well, you can do that with your voice as well. You can just begin to let it move and express.
Well, we want to hear more about sound toning and finding your voice. And you're listening to Kate Marks, who's a body-centered therapist and a sound healer. And she's also a ceremonial guide. She does polarity therapy. She's an author. And she does a lot of workshops. We want to hear a lot more about her, but we're going to take a break now. This is Janet Masucci with Mike Saraceno on The Well-Being Show, and we'll be right back.
So after you've maybe expressed the tension of it, then you can begin to see, well, what would feel soothing? Just like you visualize a color sometimes, like blue might be a very peaceful color. So then you can begin to see, well, what sounds would be peaceful or harmonious. Mm. And then you can begin to make those sounds.
I'm almost thinking about the analogy to movement here, and doing Tai Chi, where you move into certain positions and you just can feel the change within your body. And it sounds like that's what you're doing with your voice in a sense.
Yes. It's a form of singing, but it's, there's no words, or often there are no words. It's more just using vowel sounds is another, a very powerful way to do it. Just working also with the different energy centers in the body, which some people may be familiar with, called chakras, is another way. Just there actually is a system of working with vowel sounds in different energy centers. But just even making open sounds using vowels as a practice can be very powerful.
And as a practitioner, you work with people, you guide them through this process.
Yes, I have a tape that I did also that has a process on it that people could work with. I often in my workshops especially, but also with private clients, I'll help people to do these open vowel sounds or to express some kind of tension, as I was talking about before. And then there's also different ways of working with singing, helping someone just to maybe to sing something that's going on for them. Just like you might want to dance, it's using kind of expressive arts sorts of tools. So, you know, people can begin to move through something using their to sing it, making up, you know, their own song.
So if somebody wanted to contact you to talk to you about this, or to explore it further with you, how would they get a hold of you?
Yes, well, I have an office right outside of Amherst. And my number is 413-548-9884. I'm actually just beginning I'm starting a center which I'm calling Wild Song, which has to do with finding your own inner song, your wild song, which is a center for expressive and healing arts. And so they can reach me at that number.
Very good.
And do you have a workshop coming up?
Yeah, and I have a workshop coming up which is called Freeing the Voice, and we'll be doing some of these practices. It's going to be in Amherst at Transformations, which is on North Pleasant Street, and you can register through them. I can give you the number now and maybe again at the end. It's on June 7th. It's on a weeknight, a Wednesday night, from 7 to 9, 9:30.
Now, Kate, you alluded to your tape here, and so if I were to get my hands on this tape and play it, mm-hmm. what could I expect? Is it an introduction to the kind of work that you do?
One side of this tape is a whole sort of talk about the power of sound, especially of the voice, and it gives scientific information as well as esoteric information. And the tape is 90 minutes long, and the other side is a whole guided toning journey. Going through different parts of the body and helping you to open and release. Starting with, for example, just humming, and then going from a humming to opening your voice to exploring different parts of your body. So it's a whole 45-minute toning journey. And that tape, they can reach, they can order through me.
The name of that is Journey in
Journeys in Sound and Healing.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And then I have some other, I have a book that I put together, which is more of, it's a resource book on chants and songs for ritual and celebration. Many people are looking for different songs to use when they're doing celebrations or ceremonies. And Ancient Mother, the one I sang before, is an example. And there's over 300 chants in this book, and it's called Circle of Song, and there's a tape now that I've developed too that goes with it. Mm-hmm. So people can find out more about that too.
So Janet is actually flipping through this right now, and I'm looking over her shoulder, and the music is actually written in there, much like any music book. And
it's a songbook.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one, Keep Breathing.
That's a good idea.
I have to tell people that all the time.
Yes, especially when you consider the alternative.
But I mean, I notice that people, they're not breathing. And people,
breath is probably the voice is really just an adjunct to the breath.
Oh, the breath.
You know,
absolutely.
A lot of people that do breath work would find doing the work with the voice just a deepening or an expansion of the breath work.
Maybe that's why singing helps people, because you have to breathe when you sing.
Oh, definitely. And our voice is such a personal thing. There are no two voices that are the same. And so by really opening up your vibration, your sound, you're coming into your own authentic self in a way.
And you don't have to be a quote good singer to
do
this.
No, it's not about that at all. It's really about just letting yourself explore your sounds. And often we make sounds spontaneously anyway, like if we slam our fingers in a door or yawning. A lot of these things are natural body sounds that we make anyway, or they're just a form of release, and it's too bad that in our society we've been inhibited a lot. You know, we shouldn't make all these body sounds, but in a sense they really are part of just having a release and coming into some form of
so
balance.
So, radio audience, when's the last time you've heard from yourself? Seriously. Now, hearing your own voice, how often do we hear our own voice? How often do we pay attention to our own voice? Do we listen? I mean, it just is all so automatic. We go on and we talk.
Well, and when we can listen to people, too, we can pick up a lot from the voices. You know, someone who speaks in a very monotone, versus someone who can go very deep and can have a lot of range in their voice and a lot of different textures, you know, is going to... So that's another thing that we work with, is to begin to look at the dynamics, and it's very connected to how you express yourself. You know,
absolutely.
And if you have a very, if a voice that's centered more in the top of your head, you are more intellectual, usually you're in your head, versus putting it in your heart space, versus putting it way, way down deep in your belly. So there are different centers where you can move from.
So as a body-centered therapist, mm-hmm. and a licensed psychotherapist, you work with the voice to help people get into their bodies, have more body awareness.
Definitely.
And that's healing.
Definitely. Yeah, it's I would say it's a part of what I do. It's what we're focusing on here. But just helping people through their breath and through their awareness of going into different body parts, they can begin to connect with memories or different issues that come up. It can also often be very powerful for people who are sort of dissociated, out of touch with their bodies. Many traditional therapies that are more talk-oriented, you talk a lot about what's going on with you or the story, but you don't necessarily have a direct experience of being in the moment, of being connected with, well, what's going on in your body right now, where are you feeling that fear? As opposed to just saying, I feel afraid, or not even acknowledging that you're feeling afraid. Often, if your body more body-centered, you get in touch with the emotional content much mm-hmm. more directly. And the voice, again, is a very powerful key. You start to focus on the voice, and it'll start to quiver, and you won't understand why is my voice quivering? And that'll be a clue that you might not have gotten to. Just by kind of keeping a lid on things and talking about it in a very...
Oh, it makes perfect sense. Yeah. Really, it does.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then I also do add a hands-on component where I use polarity therapy and energy work to help also to move the energy.
And polarity therapy is what?
Well, it's a system of energy balancing. It's related to things like shiatsu that people may have heard of. You use pressure points and... you clear blockages in the body. It's was developed by a chiropractor and osteopath who also had studied Ayurvedic healing and put together a whole system. And it's a very powerful system of clearing energy blockages and balancing the system, related to a lot of other Eastern systems.
Is there anything that you could kind of suggest to our listeners that they might do that would be really healing, like the little thing they could do right now?
Well, just begin to hum.
Uh-huh.
Just do a little hum. Mm-hmm. And just notice how you feel when you start to hum. It's very hard to hum and to feel sad. Then let that hum travel around a little bit in your body. See where there may be a place of tension. And put your hum into there, that part. And then for a minute, just see if you can make some very high humming sounds way up at the top of your head. Clearing out some of the cobwebs, the mental thoughts. When you start to make those high sounds, it begins to clear your head, right? And then you can try making very deep ones. It's a little hard to hum deeply, but open your voice up a little bit now and go down deep in the body. I don't know, that's just a little exploration. And then just come back to your heart and just try a nice open ah sound in your heart. And just notice how you feel after having done just something as simple as that.
I felt it vibrating in my whole body. I hope everyone else did, too.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
Yes.
So we're working with Kate Marks here, and she just guided us through a hum experience of healing.
It was a humdinger.
It was a humdinger, Mike.
Hum into your bones.
We're gonna take a little break, and we'll be right back. Hope you're humming right along with our nice little exercise that we did before with Kate Marks. Right now we're going to do some announcements.
Then we're going to have hummus for lunch.
Okay.
We'll come up with this humming.
Yeah. I'm just at a loss of hum jokes. I'm totally hummed out.
How many hum jokes
here.
Can you tell?
Ho hum. There you go. Thanks, Kate. I want to tell everyone about some announcement about your workshop that's coming up.
Yes, I'll be doing a workshop on freeing your voice and toning at Transformations in Amherst on June 7th. That's a Wednesday night from 7 to 9:30. And their number to register is 253-8855.
That's in the 413 area code.
413, yeah. And if you want a brochure of other things I'm going to be doing, or if you're interested in any of the products that I have that I've talked about here, the tape on toning, or the book called Circle of Song, or just to connect with me about my private practice, my number is 413-548-9884. I have an email address. I don't know if I should give that, but kmarks@crocker.com.
Crocker with a C.
C-R-O-C-K, like Betty, E-R, like Betty Crocker.
You're listening to the Wellbeing Show, and this is Kate Marks, our guest today. She's talking to us about sound healing, and she was talking earlier about toning, and she's a body-centered therapist. And she's also a ceremonial guide and author, workshop leader, and she does rituals and song circles and she's and polarity therapy.
Yeah, and a lot.
And on and on. What's a song circle?
Well, a song circle is getting together and sharing. Often it's a lot of chants. For healing, for the earth, for building power. Usually there's an intention that we try to work with, as well as just singing songs that are more arbitrary. I like to try to combine it with a focus, a healing focus, or some way that we're actually working with the energy through the songs that we're making, singing together. And I use my book as a resource, and there's other books like that. And then we also do toning as part of the song circles, and sometimes sound healing together, where we actually tone with each other to help do healings for individuals in the group or with partners.
So how does a person get to do a song circle with you?
Yeah.
Well, I do them usually once a month. Right now I'm in a transition because I'm starting this center. So the best thing would be, again, for you to call me. They happen once a month. And my number is 413-548-9884. And I can put you on the mailing list if you call or send you a brochure.
I'm curious about the ceremonial guide aspect to your work.
Yes.
Now, what does that entail?
Well, it's helping to facilitate different kinds of rituals. Sometimes it's to honor the different seasons, full moons, that kind of thing. But I'm also available to help people create their own rituals around some life change that's going on, or some rite of passage, or just something that they want to mark for themselves. So I call
that part of my work, rites and passages, and it's helping people to help them design their own rituals as well as being a direct facilitator. And I use drumming and a lot of the chants and songs that I've collected as resources. Yeah.
Do you have a song for us today?
A final song, yes.
Maybe something else for Mother's Day? Honor those mothers?
All right. First, let's just do a little gong sound.
Okay.
Just to...
singing bowl.
It's a singing bowl that helps again to just center the energy and resonates all through your body.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, there's a whole science of working with the bowls. And so I'll play this instrument again, Shruti box that I played in the beginning. And we'll do one closing chant, maybe just a prayer for the mother, since this is Mother's Day. A wonderful Mother's Day, and that you can bring song into your life and toning as a way for you to begin to harmonize yourself through your voice.
Thank you.
Nice, very nice. It's a wonderful instrument.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Kate.
Kate Marks, body-centered therapist, ceremonial guide, licensed psychotherapist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and singer of wonderful Mother's Day songs. Thanks again to those mothers out there who have given us so much, brought us into the world, fed us, got up with us in the middle of the night, changed our diapers, took care of us when we were sick.
And if you haven't appreciated your mom yet, please do.
Yeah, make it a point. Give her a hug. She's close enough. And if not, give her an emotional hug from whatever distance you're at.
And hum in your ear.
There you go.
You've been listening to The Well-Being Show. We'd really love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your feedback. And so please contact us. You can call me, Janet.